Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Stars podcast for the week ending November 5th, 2009. I'm Justin Robert Young. Joining us a little later in the program, we have DeVoe. He of XCM fame, who is going to be talking to us about a really special charity that, there was a charity auction involved, which has wrapped up, but there's still an opportunity to give, and this story is fantastic. So please, I implore everybody listening to hold on and listen to that interview. But first, the news. And we begin on a very, very sad note. Carl Ballantyne has passed away at the age of 92. iTrux would like to pass our deepest condolences to his friends and family. Please make sure you head over to iTrux.com to leave your well wishes in the comments section. Rudy Kobe needs your help. Seriously. He wrote on his Twitter today, still looking for a Los Angeles area people interested in helping out on upcoming shows. Lab Man returns to finish the experiment soon. We suggest you contact him on his Twitter. That is twitter.com/RudyKobe. Keith Barry's new gig as the Irish host of Deal or No Deal looks like it's going to be flush with cash. The series has been awarded a 2 million euro budget. An insider revealed this is the most the station has ever spent on a program. It's a lot more than shows like The Apprentice or The Weakest Link. Buying the rights for such a successful show that's known all over the world was a huge coup, and everyone wants to make sure it's a big success. The article also notes that the network is very happy with their choice of Barry as host, which is nice. If you'd like to see Barry and Stewart, Darren Brown, Pete Furman, and Marco Tempest in all three dimensions on your television, please do your shopping at Sainsbury's. That's the location where you can snag the spectacles you'll need to witness the Channel 4 3D Magic Special in all of its glory, thanks to Barry and Stewart for their tip via Twitter. The Bad Boys of Magic will again have to shelve their signature bullet catch bit due to local firearms laws when they go on the road this week. Penn and Teller began a rare 3-day swing through Southern California beginning today in Palm Desert, but anyone hoping to see their famous bullet catch routine will be disappointed. Quoth Penn, in California we can't do that because California has gun laws. Nevada has no laws. They say it's killed 12 magicians and 3 carnies. I don't know why that separation of humanity is made, but it's killed over a dozen people. Even though the bullet catch trick can be dangerous, Penn tells his audiences that their version is safe, and he says that distinguishes the duo from other popular illusionists. P&T also had to cut the bullet catch from their shows on the East Coast earlier this year. And now for our newsmaker interview. DeVoe is a legend of Extreme Card Manipulation, or XCM. He joined us from his home in Colorado. Joining me on the phone right now is DeVoe. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I cannot complain. We talked a little bit before we started recording that I can't believe this is the first time, that iTrix has spoken to DeVoe. I mean, obviously, you have a great presence online and a ton of people that are very active in your community there. I'm glad that the long drought is finally over and we're talking to you here.
Yeah, let's party.
DeVoe, we ran a thing last week about a very special charity auction you were doing. I mean, I hesitate to explain it because I know you'd be able to tell the story better. So please do that.
Sure. We ran a benefit auction. It was called Once in a Lifetime to help out a fellow card manipulator by the name of Barrett in his battle with cancer. And he's been battling cancer for the past several years. He's gone through several procedures, and it's really affected his life, and not in a good way. So recently, things have been getting really rough on him, and Jerry Siskowski, the Flourish Man, and myself just couldn't sit back without doing something to help him. So what we did is we got a few items from our personal collections together to auction off, and we're going to give every cent to Barrett. And also, the owner of XCMblog.com, who is a guy by the name of Armin, set up a direct donation account as well. So Well, we just ended the once-in-a-lifetime benefit auction, and with your help and, of course, Lee Asher and a few other people that helped us advertise it, we're able to raise over $8,000 from the auction itself.
Well, that is fantastic. I mean, especially when you just look at the size of your community and the kind of people that are into it, to raise a substantial amount like $8,000 is just kind of real change. And you just kind of look at, you know, just by crunching the numbers, everybody gave, which is fantastic, right?
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable, and you know, it's far more than any of us thought that we would raise. And it's just the generosity from the people. One in particular from the Handler's XCM community. This guy, he wants to remain anonymous to everyone, including Barrett. And Barrett doesn't even know about this yet. He will soon. But he won the auction for the Death Before Me knife. It was a knife that I used in one of my videos called Death Before Me.
Yeah.
And it sold for $1,600. And after he won it, he sent me this email, and I want to read it to you real quick.
Sure.
He says, this knife should be sent directly to Barrett as a gift of support and appreciation. Please make sure it's done. And he continued with, it's extremely important to me to win the knife for Web Ghost. I hope your knife will be used for fighting against the cancer, defeat it, and kill death before Web Ghost.
Wow! That is so he wins the knife and he pays what I assume to be at least a substantial amount, enough to win the auction, yeah, of course, and then sends it to Barrett, right? His name's, yeah, Barrett. Yeah, that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's a truly selfless act. You don't see this kind of stuff. At least I didn't think you'd see this kind of stuff anymore. And these guys are just so generous, and it's just unbelievable.
And I think, you know, what the reason why I wanted to, you know, run the post on the auction, obviously, you know, it's a very, very good cause. But I think in general, I love stories about people kind of finding their humanity in this kind of digital era, that too many times people talk about how we're removing ourselves from society by getting involved in, you know, forums and, you know, Facebook and Twitter and everything. But I really think it's almost the exact opposite, that you're making more connections than we ever have before as a society. And the empathy that outpours in situations like this, I think, is just an example of that.
Oh, exactly. Often too many people are focused on the bullshit in the communities instead of, you know, using the communities to focus positivity and actually help people. And this was just a really good example of it can be done, and there's so many giving people out there. It's unreal.
Now, have you talked to Barrett since everything wrapped up? And yeah, does he have, you know, I guess I'm sure there are many, you know, open situations that he can use to you know, use this money for, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I get, every couple of days I get a status check on him. I check up and make sure he's doing okay. The thing is obviously the healthcare system in America is pretty screwed up. And when you get somebody that, you know, has cancer and having, you know, medical issues like this, the problem is you have to have medical insurance, you know, to cover all of your medical care. Well, to have medical insurance, you need a job. But when you have this kind of physical condition, a lot of times you have trouble keeping your job. And if you can't keep your job, then you can't get your medical insurance. And this money is definitely going to help him pay for procedures and overall, you know, help him with this, you know, with this cancer. It's tough. And, you know, this kind of touched me specifically because I have many members of my family battling cancer, one in which is terminally ill. But my family's a little different because they're in Germany, and the European healthcare system is so much better than here in America. And so this money is really going to help them a lot.
Well, DeVoe, where can people, you know, if they want to donate after the fact, even beyond the auction, where can people go?
They can go to xcmblog.com, and the guy that owns it, Armin, he's got an actual account set up at the bank. Barrett has access to it. So you can donate directly at xcmblock.com.
Okay, so just so everybody knows, in terms of, you know, this charity, literally every cent goes to the person that it is intended. And again, this is not a bureaucracy. It is not, you know, a bunch of people's hands touching it. It goes right to one guy who, you know, real change will be affected by literally anything that is given. So please, we do very much recommend that if you feel the need, please do donate. Is there any place that people can interact with Barrett himself, or does he keep a blog or anything so people who are thinking about him can keep up with his condition?
He is active on handlords.com community. I've also spoken with him. It's very possible that that he might be coming out and talking to people directly. He's obviously been, to this point, you know, very quiet about it. A lot of people did not know about his condition. He's not, you know, the kind of person that actually wanted any attention at all. And it took a lot for myself, Jerry, Armand, and a few other people to convince Barrett to allow us to, you know, try to do this to help him. But I believe that he will be coming on Handlords and be communicating with some people about this. So,
well, you know, I think what I would say to him, and I'm sure you guys have before, is that, you know, it's not really just even, I mean, obviously his case, whatever he wants to keep private medically, no one would blame him for, but there are a lot of people that go through a lot of things, and, you know, a lot of people kind of find strength when others who have gone through similar situations, if not the exact one, talk about it and kind of show their strength in action. So I know anything that he wants to share will do good for somebody who might be in a similar situation or knows somebody who's going through a similar situation.
Exactly.
Well, DeVoe, thank you very, very much for coming on and talking about this. This is a fantastic cause. And again, XCMblog.com is where you can go to donate to this this awesome cause. Thank you very much for joining us in the Magic Stars podcast, DeVoe.
Yeah, and before I leave, Jerry and I want to sincerely appreciate the support that you guys have given us and putting on the blog. We weren't exactly sure if you guys were going to put it up because it's you know, kind of an XCM community thing, but we really want to say thank you for supporting XCM and related arts. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, it is so much of a fascinating, you know, community. The entire flourishing movement is such a fascinating thing to me that, I mean, I know that for me as a guy who's just running a site that tries to be as comprehensive as possible with the magic industry, I'm kind of at a loss sometimes on how to cover the movement because it's not a natural, you know, sort of passion for mine. But I mean, in terms of something like this, you know, anytime you guys want to get, you know, a story like this out in front of people, I mean, you know where to find me. We're always happy to help.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. One more time, DeVoe. DeVoe, man, how awesome was that guy? He rules. Please go ahead and check out the XCM blog and donate. Be generous here, folks.
There's music. I don't understand what's happening.
That's fine.
Okay. Hey, team, this is Brett Rounceville, otherwise known as the Amtrekker, and I'm here to give you David Copperfield's tour schedule. This Saturday, he's going to be at the Mile One Center in St. John's, Newfoundland, the country, not the dog. And Sunday, he's going to be in the exact same place. Bye.
And that about wraps it up for this week's Magic Stars podcast. Again, if you would like to hear more about all the people that you heard about in the last few minutes, it is the Magic Week in Review, which you should add to your iTunes subscriptions or download on itricks.com. But for my special guest, Brett Rounceville, the Amtrekker, who does know that Newfoundland is a province of Canada, I am Justin Robert Young, Justin R. Young on Twitter. Bang a gong.
itricks.com